This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic, live and lively in the heat of the desert, even though Salt Lake City, where he lives, is not the desert, really. It's the mountains. Mountains are supposed to be cool and calm and inviting and not like you're in the middle of a desert, right? But that's how it sort of feels.
But the desert winds, when they blow up into the mountains and can really warm things up quite a bit.
Yep. So how does it change your life in terms of your practice, in terms of what you do socially, physically? How your house is, what, about 4,000 feet up in the mountains, right?
6,200
feet in the mountains. Okay. So coming down into the city to go to where your clinic is an everyday occurrence. So you're used to the ups and the downs of that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not really, at 6,200 feet, it's not really like it affects your breathing. You got to get pretty much above 10,000 feet before it affects your breathing, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of roads here in Utah that are higher than that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to get up in the mountains, of course.
Yeah. What does it do, though, in terms of your breathing? How does it affect going up and down like that every day? Does it make your lungs stronger?
Oh, sure.
Does it?
You know, like the base camp, the last base camp you're climbing Everest is like 22,000 feet or something like that. But the first one's around 16,000. And you got to go there and you got to spend several weeks. And then you go up higher, and then you got to spend some more time. Then you go up higher, and then you got to spend some more time before you make that last call or climb, because the lungs are very adaptive. And so Standard Process has a product called Cataplex E2 that mm-hmm. works like nitroglycerin. It just releases oxygen from the heart. And so whenever we have family or friends, whatever, visit us from, you know, your altitude, close to sea level,
right,
and they're going to be here for several days, we always have a bottle of this Cataplex E2 sitting on the nightstand.
Wait a minute, you've never given me that. How many times have I come to visit you? I've never had. I think I may have Cataplex E2 here.
Yeah,
if I don't. I should have it because.
Well, any exertion that helps, regardless of the attitude or altitude that you're at. But I think it's sitting down there on that nightstand next to the bed where you usually stay.
Really? Okay.
Well, maybe they just haven't pointed.
Next time I'm there, I'm going to take some. Because sounds like it's something. I think we all need more. And one of the things that I have been told over the years is that it's very important to have your body to have resurgence in your body. Maybe that's the best way. What do you do to make your body stronger? And this is something, no matter what your age, we all ought to be thinking about this, right?
Conditioning. Yeah, well, it's movement.
It's called conditioning.
It's movement. Yeah. Now, you can do that movement at different levels of conditioning. You know, I mean, you can be a triathlete, or you can get out and walk a mile every day. Just mm-hmm. just going out and walking.
Moving.
Movement. It's what keeps joints healthy. It's what keeps the lymph moving throughout the body, which is the garbage removal system of your body.
Yeah.
And it keeps the blood flowing in areas that, unless those muscles are contracting, the blood has a tendency to stagnate. Movement is always the essence of health.
People who, when I get together with friends, or if I haven't seen somebody, like we have our radio trade shows a couple of times a year, and I get together with people, and they always say, and this is not really about me, but it's interesting, how do you keep your youth? How do you look the way you do? And I just say, and on the radio I've said this many, many times, I just keep moving. And I do. You know how I live. It's movement all day long. Get up in the morning, get to work. Work through the day. And even at night, if I'm eating or if I'm, you know, even if I'm watching television, there's constant movement. And it isn't an itchy kind of a movement. It's a conscious thing. And I think that people need to know, as you just suggested, joints, your circulatory system, It needs your body, the lymph nodes. You have to keep that stuff moving. Mm-hmm. It's like flushing the toilet, right? You got to keep get rid of the stuff and get it out in
the people that I have most of the problems with, the patients on a regular basis, who are either having some kind of joint pain or spinal pain, are always the people who sit at a computer 8 to 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, well, what can I do so I can, you know? I said, you have to get up every hour and move around for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know, do some deep, you know, do some knee bends or just walk around the office, or because you're working at home, go outside and spend about 10 minutes outside walking up and down the sidewalk, stretch a little bit here and there, then sit down. We're made to essentially do what you do after your radio show's
over.
Be on your feet.
Even while I'm doing
the
radio show, I'm up and down, as the producers will tell you and my co-host of the DJV program will tell you. I'm gone. As soon as we go into a break, I'm up, I'm out, I'm doing some other stuff, brain-wise, physically, and then I come back into the studio in time to get back into engagement. But I think that that's part of what it is. It's not.
Well, some of the healthiest patients I take care of are the people who are on their feet constantly. You know, mm-hmm. long-haul truckers, same thing as people who are sitting at a computer all day.
Yeah,
They've got to take time to exercise their bodies. Construction workers, until, you know, they blow out a disc or something else, are usually pretty healthy in the sense of good sleep, digestive problems, elimination problems. Cognitive problems don't seem to be nearly as prevalent in construction workers, simply because they hardly ever have a chance to sit down, except maybe at lunch. Constantly moving farmers, people who are working on their feet constantly, are usually the healthiest people I deal with.
Yep. Yep, that's for sure. I don't want to make, we have some COVID things we need to talk about, a couple of studies that you want to get into the mix and conversation. I want to get some of the notes from the Forbidden Doctor, this new health series that you have, a newsletter. There are three issues that have come out, and so if you really want to know what Jack and Mary, his wife, when they're in their clinic, Forbidden Doctor is the website, but this news, informational, I mean, there's so much info that's around, and Jack and Mary feel strongly about the COVID situation, what to do to protect yourself, et cetera, and that's all reflected in the newsletter, so you might want to check that out. Notes from Forbidden Doctor at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We're going to talk about cell phone usage as we continue here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget the healthiest way. I say don't forget because I believe that reinforcement, one of the great things about radio advertising, it's called reach and frequency. Telling people a story, what is it they say, Jack, about giving a speech? Tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of, over the years, what I've been doing when it comes to Calitrin, the drug-free, stimulant-free way of losing weight, and more importantly, keeping it off. It's all about your health and well-being. Jack and I are on the same page when it comes to these sorts of things. The all-natural approach is the best approach. And that's why this has been a success story for 24 years, because it is the natural way to deal with the fear of putting the weight back on again, because that's what it is. It's fear-based thinking. You get you do whatever it is. You go on a diet, exercise, whatever, and maybe you start at the beginning with Calitrin, but at some point you're going to be confronted with going back to those evil ways that got you to where you were in the first place. I want some ice cream. I want some candy. I want to have mashed potatoes and steak, whatever it is. And then the exercising stuff that Jack and I were talking about, that's important. Keep yourself moving. But it all needs support, and that's what you get from Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that doesn't do anything except help. It can't possibly do anything bad to you because there's nothing in it except all natural products like aloe vera, like collagen protein, like digestive enzymes, same kind of stuff that's in the Lee enzymes that Jack has, the long life energy enzymes. Those things are a part of, those same ingredients are part of the Calitrin way of losing weight and keeping it off. Do yourself a favor. Check out toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. You can buy 3 months and get another 3 months free with the DJV code at checkout, plus free shipping. That's all in support of you keeping the weight off. at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Times can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, back to Jack Stockwell. Doug Steffen here on DGV Health for this week. The study that links cell phone usage to brain tumors. This is not the first time this has been studied, but if anything, it just continues to emphasize these studies, the strong link. It almost seems like a duh, Jack.
Well, remember the whole tobacco thing. You know, back in the 40s, the tobacco companies hired doctors and dentists to endorse their products to reduce the public health concerns about smoking risk, because there were a lot of agencies, groups, concerned citizens back then warning people not to smoke.
Not to smoke, yeah.
And so, and then the telecom industry right now with cell phones is using the same, using the tobacco industry
5G
playbook.
Horrible. Yeah. It's a horror show.
Well, that's it. And so, and considering the fact that the telecom industry is much more economically and politically powerful than big tobacco ever was, that's why this stuff keeps surfacing from time to time, because the telecom industry is able to suppress it. But this latest study out of Cal Berkeley, very strong link between the radiation emitted by cell phones and cancerous tumors. And they did a they looked at 45 different studies, and they concluded that cell phone use with cumulative call time of more than 1,000 hours, which is just 17 minutes a day over a period of 10 years, 17 minutes. I mean, who's limited to 17 minutes? It's associated with a 60% increase in the risk of developing tumors. 17 minutes a day over a 10-year period is what they were looking at. And they found the brain tumors and head and neck cancer accounted for most of the tumors that were associated with cell phone use. But there,
there was a friend of mine I worked with. Well, he wasn't such a friend as he was somebody I knew, put it that way. And when cell phones first came out, those big clunky things had the antennas on the end of them, he had that damn thing in his ear every minute of the day. And at 73, he died of brain cancer. And I remember him
those
saying,
those are much worse.
Oh, my God. Those things were just, it's like sticking your head into a radio station transformer booth. That's what, it'll just cook your brain. I know another guy who did run a radio station who was always fixing the transmitter himself, sticking his head in there. He died of a brain cell cancer. He was 63. So you got to look out for those waves. There's no question about that. Dr. Jack here on DJV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. Our focus right now, I want to spend a little more time on this, Jack, this business about the usage of cell phones. We're all addicted. Do you think anybody's paying attention to this? I don't know. I paid attention when we first started talking about it years ago, to the point where I have two phones. One of them is a flip phone. The other is an iPhone. And I hold the, I use the flip phone because it's less powerful for my phone conversations. I rarely ever use the iPhone for a phone conversation. And I hold the iPhone, the flip phone away from my head and my mouth. It has a speaker on it. I always use the speaker phone. And so I can hear without sticking it in my ear. The same thing is true with the iPhone. If I do use it, I hold it away from my, I always have it on speaker, and I keep it away from my head. Now, a lot of people, you see them, they stick the phone right in their ear, and that's where all the jazzy gizmo vibes are coming from, right? Right on the top of the iPhone.
Well, this study that was done at Cal Berkeley, Joel Moskowitz, who was the director of the Center for Family and Community Health there, was the one who, in some of their concluding remarks about the study, he says, distance is your friend.
Yeah.
Keeping your cell phone 10 inches away from your body as compared to 1/10 of an inch results in a 10,000-fold reduction in exposure. So most cars, I think, developed in the last 10 years have the ability to hook your smartphone up to your speaker, because I always have my phone over in a passenger seat off to the far side away from me. Mm-hmm. So I always talk through the car radio. And if I'm anywhere else, I have the phone at least a foot or 2 feet away from me, and I use speaker just like you do. I hardly ever hold that thing up to my head, almost never.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous. It just is.
Yep.
It's something that it's so counter with kids today, and I don't mean to sound like some old curmudgeon, but it really is. We have been deceived by these huge corporations that not only want us to use their technology, but they're listening to us. The Chinese companies that build all of these phones, they have the ability. I mean, I can't imagine listening to every conversation with everybody in the world, but they certainly have the ability to do that. Yep. So it's a double whammy. It's not only that, it's that, you know, it's just another thing where, in my estimation, all this stuff is developed, or we develop it, and then the Chinese operate it, if you will. They make the phone still, and we're still buying that crap. It's just another way of them trying to influence the world, the outcome of their mischief, to control the world. That's all it is, as far as
I'm concerned.
Well, that's
it. If that isn't bad enough, the NSA is listening to what the Chinese monitor. So,
yeah. How about that?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, we try to hide and think our lives are private, but my goodness, there's no privacy left.
No, there isn't any. All right, so there's a word to the wise that I think, in terms of being conscious, you have your body and you have your life, and it's like what you feed yourself, your body's going to become. Well, you stick that stuff in your ear, and that's going to be what your body becomes as well. So you go to all the trouble, what we were talking about before, about the exercise business, keep yourself moving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the lymph nodes and stuff. Well, you put the phone up to your ear, and you're nearest to your neck lymph nodes, right? I mean, that's where this would all start, in your brain, and go right to the lymph node that's underneath where the phone is. All the jive, it really is jive talking, too, isn't it?
Well, that electromagnetic radiation irritates cells. Irritation leads to inflammation, leads to cellular mutation, which leads to cancer.
Humans and our bodies and how we live our lives. Conscious conversations about that here on DGV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and I have another half hour, and we're going to dig around in the vaccine story and other things that are troubling people this week. So stand by for that. That's what's next here on...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Biden administration deeply concerned about the actions the Taliban is taking. That coming from Secretary of State Tony Blinken on MSNBC Friday following U.S. airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday against the Taliban as it tries to retake control of the country. Former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus also worried about Afghanistan's future.
Previously, I mentioned that my fear was that we would come to regret this decision, and it appears that that regret could come sooner now rather than later, and that is, again, very concerning.
Petraeus telling Fox News Friday he's heartened by this week's airstrikes, but the Taliban still has strategic momentum. Some House Republicans urging action to remove Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Members of the Freedom Caucus on Friday sending a letter to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Caucus members say House rules allow for removing Pelosi if directed by a caucus or conference. No word from McCarthy on if he'll move forward with the request. This is USA Radio News. The White House sees what it calls encouraging data on COVID vaccine rates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Friday the five states with the highest case rates are getting more people vaccinated. She calls that a good sign, but she notes many young people still need to roll up their sleeves.
And, well, if you are a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true. That is not accurate. You can get very sick. You can die from the virus. You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick. That is factual information.
Psaki also says that over 5 million Americans have gotten vaccinated in just the last 10 days. The search for bodies in Surfside, Florida, now under new leadership. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue announcing on Friday the end of its work finding victims in the rubble of the collapsed beachfront condo. The county's mayor calling the firefighters true superheroes. Miami-Dade Police now in charge of the search for remains and personal effects. At least 97 people killed and one remains unaccounted for. Saturday marks 1 month since the tragedy. Still no word on a cause. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This Dr. Doug Steffen. I always like to do that from time to time. I have a doctorate, but not in that. I practice medicine without a license. Hey, listen, how many people do that? Look at all the ads on the television for all of that stuff that's put together by the pharmaceutical companies. Those people don't have licenses. Well, they may have licenses to make this stuff, but you think they're all doctors that are sitting there doing the research? There are a lot of good, accomplished researchers, but there are also a lot of people who are basically promotions people. They become part of it, and they sell, sell, sell. You cannot turn on the television or listen to a radio program without a commercial, almost every spot set that has to do with some new drug. The drugs, it so annoys me, I just hit the clicker when it comes up. It's different words, and they spend 15 seconds telling you why you need the drug and 45 seconds telling you why it'll kill you. Because that's the government trying to feel good about itself. Okay, well, let these people push their killer sticks, but then they have to tell us how bad they are. I don't even understand how this stuff does any good, Jack, honestly. Maybe it's back to what I said about reach and frequency. You tell the story oftentimes over and over again, people will believe anything.
That's true.
Maybe you'll use that to jump off into our discussion about vaccines. What's vaccine shedding? You write about that in the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. What is vaccine shedding?
Actually, in Pfizer's introductory documents that they gave to FDA, I think it's page 56 or 67, if I remember right, where they talk about how, you know, initially, remember when the shots were first being given over 6 months ago, that they were talking about how you should not have sex with somebody for at least a month. Mm-hmm. If you got the shot, and you shouldn't be around somebody if you're pregnant who got the shot for at least a month. Now, of course, they're giving the shots to pregnant women, which in the first two trimesters have resulted in an unusually high level of miscarriages. But aside from that, shedding is simply where your body is communicating with some other body. Whether it's something blowing through the air or something coughed out of somebody else or hand-to-hand contact, which is what the Pfizer document talks about, the two ways that shedding takes place. you breathe in what somebody is breathing out, or you have skin-to-skin contact. Once they get the virus inside of them and their body responds to it, which it is doing every billionth of a second, every day of your life, every minute of your life, because of the trillions of viruses that are all over the place, you can't get away from it any more than a deep ocean fish can get away from water. You're living in a world of these things. But when you couple that with the need, as Pfizer said, they're looking to make, was it 12 billion, 16 billion, something like that, off of this vaccine, they have to keep pushing the fear mechanism and several other things to get people to do this. And now they're scaring everybody with the Delta variant because of all the vaccine hesitancy that's going on. I think the Delta variant is just a big test to find out how much they can scare people to get people to get back on board to start getting the vaccine. But when you get it, either by inoculation or from somebody else, the idea of shedding is that you get the effects of that vaccine inside of you without getting the shot, simply because when this spike protein mRNA trigger is given to somebody and they begin producing the spike protein, they're going to be coughing this out. It's going to be on the surface of their skin. As I said, you can't get away from it. And so when you're in contact with somebody else, viral shedding is taking place. In other words, they're shedding the virus from themselves to you. And that's a natural process. Whether it's mumps or measles or chicken pox or whatever, you don't have to get the vaccine to get the effects of that vaccine simply by being in proximity to somebody else that got it. And that's what they're beginning to discover. People having reported side effects of the mRNA vaccine without ever having received the shot themselves. Well, some people try to make a big deal about it, but the fact remains that's what's going on all the time anyway. You know, the chickenpox parties. You know, you some kid down the street's got chickenpox, and people bring their kids in. All right, let's hurry up
so they all get
chickenpox and get it over with.
Yep.
You know, and they're not touching the kid, they're not kissing the kid, they're just being in the same room. This stuff is, you live in an ocean of these things, which seems to escape a lot of people's understanding. And so the shedding, the whole concept of shedding, is that you can get the effect of the mRNA vaccine without having received the shot yourself.
All right. So let me ask you this in terms of trying to move this along. The idea that there's got to be some resolve to this, because there are people like you who feel strongly about the way to fix the problem, and there are people like Ken Kronhaus who feel strongly the other way, that this is the way to fix the problem. So how do we get it to a point where there isn't antagonism between the two points of view? Is there any hope of there not being antagonism? Is there a line in the sand that's so strong that it can't be covered?
There are those on both sides of the group that are pretty adamant about the positions that they're holding, and a certain percentage of them, when they do a little bit of research on their own, may soften their position. But there's a certain percentage, they will die on that hill. And a lot of them, a lot of them haven't spent 5 minutes researching. Like Dr. Robert Malone, who's the one who invented the mRNA technology, has been deplatformed in all the social media simply because he's saying, you better halt this till some more research is done. We need more research on this. And the last thing you ever do is give these things to children. They're still untested. It's still experimental. And children are in a virtual immortal group anyway. Kids under the age of 18, I think it's less than 200 or less than 300 that have been listed through CDC of actually having died from COVID. Less than 300 for the entire population. Why would you give an experimental vaccine to somebody who is virtually immortal to that kind of a problem anyway? And so, there's a certain percentage that is not going to give up their position.
And you're one of them, and Ken's one of them, right?
Well,
so how do we breach that? That's the question. Suggest
people do some research on their own and make up their own mind. That's the whole idea behind informed consent. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling anybody to do it or not to do it. I'm telling people study it and then make up their own mind from a learned position.
On the other side, who would say you must do the wearing of the mask mandated? I know absolutely that in the state where now they're going back to mandates, that people are not going to do it. They just aren't. and
no,
nobody's
because
gonna,
there's been so much flip-flopping.
Right.
They don't trust the governmental spokespeople for health care anymore anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure they did a lot of trusting at the beginning, but certainly now it has become a real kettle of fish. Okay, Dr. Jack is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel. When you step out of the shower, isn't it great? You can wrap yourself in a towel and actually get yourself dried off. Some of the luxury towels look good, feel good, but you know what? They don't dry you off at all. Along comes the MyPillow towel set. With every MyPillow towel, made, by the way, from a proprietary blend of highly absorbent cotton, it doesn't give you that lotiony feel. It does the job. It works. Plus, you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can try them for yourself. Return them if you are not fully satisfied. That's a cool deal. Made with cotton that's grown here in the U.S., available in all kinds of colors. The towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. And now you get MyPillow's six-piece towel set. Usually sells for $109 for 40. How about them apples, boys and girls? Pretty good, huh? 66% off. You get them by using the promo code DJV. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, enter the promo code DJV, and you can order the towels, save all kinds of dough. While you're there, look around at some of the other deep discounts you can get with all the MyPillow products using the DJV code, like the Dream bed sheets and the premium pillows. All that stuff on sale all the time using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Dr. Jack. Here we are with the business about COVID and what we do. One of the things I did from the very beginning was take zinc. Remember when we talked about having a Z-Pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is zinc, basically, and hydrochlorazone or whatever the hell that's...
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. So then, but the focus became... politically on the hydro stuff. And then doctors are talking about zinc because it's one of those minerals that we just don't talk very much about. And yet it is so important. How helpful is that in overcoming COVID?
Well, zinc is the primary mineral activator in over 300 enzymes inside the human body, many of which trigger immune responses. So if you're zinc deficient, there's a part of your immune system that's going to go AWOL. So, and one of the best things about it is you get zinc in a, you know, in a very good digestive form. Mm-hmm. It can come back online in less than 12 hours, which is why a lot of people who, you know...
Explain that a little bit more, Jack, will you? Tell us a little more about how that works.
Well, enzymes are the activators that cause things to happen. The things that make things happen, the thing that makes things stop inside of your own physiology of the human body, mm-hmm. are enzyme triggers. They only last for billionths of a second as they initiate a chemical reaction to take place. Well, your immune system, being alerted, especially what's called the cellular immunity, your T cells, the white blood cells, they go to work the minute they find something in the bloodstream or the lymph or something that doesn't belong there. Require certain activators, certain triggers to make them happen so that they don't happen all the time. There are times when you want your immune system to come alive, and there's times when you want your immune system to just be kind of patrolling the streets and making sure everything's okay. And zinc has a strong role to play in triggering instant immune response when the five-alarm fire goes off. Mm-hmm. And if you're zinc deficient, you know, that's not going to happen. It's the same thing with calcium. Calcium is one of the most powerful antiviral aspects of the human body, another very important mineral that must be present in our diets. And zinc is right there with it. And without those two together, you're a sitting duck for a lot of the problems that the comorbidity people are suffering from. Comorbidity people are usually on a whole house full of drugs. Those drugs stun the immune system. Those drugs interfere with biochemistry of zinc mm-hmm. and the biochemistry of calcium. So they're even more sitting ducks for these kinds of problems. It's not so much because they're obese. It's what the obesity does to their immune system. It's not so much that they have cancer. It's, again, it's what that's doing to the immune system. Or high blood pressure or cardiovascular problems or liver or kidney dysfunction. All of those things suppress the immune response. So when you are exposed to these kinds of antigens, these kinds of enemy agents that get inside the body, the comorbidity people are the ones that usually go first because the immune system is AWOL.
One of the things I wish we had more time for, remind me maybe the next time we get together, the fact that iron is recommended here as well.
Yes.
Last time I gave blood, I was told I have too much iron in my system. How do we make sure we don't have too much of anything in our system?
Well, a lot of the iron supplementation is metallic iron. It's a form of iron that you have no business putting inside your body. You want iron that's wrapped up in food.
Right,
one
so
of the
food.
Best sources of that, of course, is liver.
Yeah.
But short of liver, there's other sources.
You can take liver pills, maybe?
Liver pills.
All right. Never was a fan of liver. I'm stuck in a few drawers when I was a kid. Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now 53 past the hour, as our focus on DJV health with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, who has been talking to us over the past year and a half about COVID in a way that is, some people think, dismissive of the facts. Other people think they are the facts, and it just speaks to lots of different bits and pieces of information. Who knows where they come from on either side. The podcast we have, Jack has a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that he issues every week pretty much, and we have our DJV Health podcast, and the reason I bring it up now is because the focus on the current one is Jack talking about the many, many different variations of COVID. If you're not going to get the vaccine, how are you going to fight the Delta? Because it seems that's much more virulent. Is that the right word? As a variant than other COVID variations. So it seems like the idea of not having a vaccine puts people in jeopardy, even though if you look around, Jack, a lot of Americans, I saw a poll this morning, a Yahoo News poll, as a matter of fact, find 93% of people who are not vaccinated, at least adults, are not planning to get a shot, even though there's all kinds of info around about the Delta. So I'd be interested in your comments and thoughts on that.
Well, it's interesting enough, the latest study out of Israel, over 50% of those who have COVID now have been vaccinated. So that's going to lead to some more vaccine hesitancy, too.
Say that number. Say that again.
Over 50% of those that were getting COVID right now in Israel have been vaccinated.
50% of the people who are getting the Delta thing now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
The numbers are rather consistent. They're increasingly consistent.
But the devil's advocate would say, okay, well, what about the 50% that aren't getting in? What is it? Is it saving them? If nobody had gotten a vaccination, what would be the status? Hard to tell, probably, what the real thing would be. But
I'll tell you, in my honest opinion, a year and a half ago, if we didn't have televisions, we would never have had a problem with COVID-19.
Well, you're probably right.
The politicization of this and the takeover of health by the political arm of our culture has just been utterly ridiculous. And so, you know, it's who are you, what can you believe? Who can you believe? And
that's
of course,
the
there's variants. There's always variants. Every time, every flu season, there's always variants. That's why the flu vaccine isn't all that effective, because they try to figure out, well, what's going to be in this next one? I don't know. You know, we're going to put influenza.
But we aren't. Okay, so let's follow what you just said about the television and the information that comes from the TV. I think that's an interesting perspective on this, that I haven't taken that angle. But you're right, we have more and more people using that medium to scare us into thinking, okay, this is what's going to happen, and thus the world shut down for, in my estimation, no good reason. I haven't agreed with you as far as the shot is concerned, because I guess I'm looking at the short haul versus the long haul and what happens. And I think I look at the numbers of the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people that have had the vaccine. And so there are tens of thousands of people who've gotten sick. How do you turn that around and say, well, would any, how many people would have died if there wasn't a vaccine? You can have this argument or discussion all day long, and it doesn't get us any place. So it becomes almost nonsensical. The problem is that we still have disagreements based on what you consider to be facts, and somebody else like Ken Kronos would say, no, these are the facts. And so what really are the truths versus the facts? You know, that's what makes this so difficult.
Well, one of the things that makes this difficult is the increasing number of epidemiologists and virologists around the world raising the red flag, saying, wait a second, hold on here. I mean, these are well-qualified people.
What's their alternative to keeping people from getting the virus? What's the alternative? That's the question.
Well, because everybody under the age of 70 has a 99.98% chance of surviving it in the first place. Why take a risk of something like this that now VAERS at CDC is now reporting over 11,000 deaths, over 100,000 adverse reactions, some of them very serious neurodegenerative problems.
So how many people would have died if we had not had any vaccinations at all?
It's about the same amount of people every year who die from the flu.
60 to 90,000.
Well, actually, the number is far less than that. It's just that when people get flu, they get hospitalized.
Yeah, but
they
then the stat that shows that there are 600,000 Americans who have died from COVID.
Yeah. Well,
so, it's like throw your hand in the air. What the hell do you believe?
You have to get very serious about your own level of investigation and research in this matter.
Well, I think people are more invested in thinking about their survival, and they don't necessarily look into the... Exactly. It's fear-based thinking.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And I think there's a little of that on both sides. But where I would like to come to some resolve here, it's very difficult. But you give us cause to think, and I appreciate that. Jack Stockwell, 59.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.